Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Point of View with Phimelo Mudine on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.
2 minutes after 9 o'clock. Thank you so much for staying with us. In studio with us, we have Kenny Kunene, who's a Patriotic Alliance Gauteng candidate. Thank you so much for being with us. Good evening and welcome, Dr. Kunene.
Good evening, Auspimelo, and good evening to the listeners of Kaya.
We have a lot to go through, so we're going to go straight into it. Gauteng, you know the problems of the city. So you can imagine, you know, Gauteng has far more bigger problems than the city of Johannesburg. So where would one begin?
Look, Gauteng is supposed to be, or it is an economic hub of South Africa, which means Gauteng should be leading in terms of job creation, economic growth and economic stimulation. Gauteng should be giving South Africa direction. That's what happens in most countries where a province or a state is an economic hub. However, we are led by a government, both provincially and nationally, whose economic policy has not worked for the majority of the people. In fact, the economic policy of this government has sought to destroy public institutions, has sought to cut jobs. It has sought to make it possible for the emergence of the private sector. And I can make examples, Phimelo. Number one, this economic policy puts a burden on the financial situation of our people, mm-hmm. and it creates a difficult social status. One, the public schools are dysfunctional, most of them. Mm-hmm. And now the working class, middle class, now have to take their children to private schools, which eats on their pockets financially. Mm-hmm. This government has closed colleges that were producing teachers, that were producing certain skills. Mm. And that gave rise to the emergence of many private colleges, of which some of them are illegal. Mm. And our people only find 3 years later that the college is illegal. And government is not doing enough to clamp on these. Mm. But that is on the finances of our people. The police service looks like it deliberately refuses to fight crime. Hence, we see the emergence of so many private security companies. In fact, the police have through their actions said to us they are incapable of even protecting themselves. Now we see police stations being guarded by private security. That's how useless police are telling us they are. So the dysfunctionality of the police department and services has given rise to private security companies, which also eats on the pockets of the working class, the middle class, because now you want to stay in a guarded area, in an estate, in a protected block of flats. Last one example that I want to make. This government has put a vote of no confidence on itself because it has destroyed the efficiency and the effectiveness of the public health system. And them pronouncing on the National Health Insurance, it's actually them saying we are useless as an ANC government. We are giving up on ourselves. We have no more ideas on how to give our people free public health care. Therefore, we are relegating our duties to the private sector, and we will pay the private sector to take care of our people. So the economic policy of the ANC favors the private sector, and it puts a financial burden on our people. So as the premier, one must take those into consideration. Mm-hmm. One must then gear himself towards how do you grow the economy, starting here in Gauteng. Mm-hmm. But you cannot grow an economy when you've got over 60% of young people being unemployed. over 35% of adults being unemployed. So the very first thing that you need to do is to create sustainable employment, not these 6 months, 3 months contracts that people are giving, not these EPWPs. These things are an indignity to our people. So I've been engaging business during this time of campaigning. I've been engaging professionals, CEOs. I'm part of the debate on Thursday that speaks to the role of professionals post the elections. So I'm engaging with these stakeholders with a view of saying, how do we then partner? But I'm also giving them my ideas. You would have seen as the MMC of Transport, I've partnered with different companies, starting with Invex Tech on backing up the traffic signals when it's load shedding. And that is not the only thing that I'll be doing with the private sector. So we then need to say, how do we bring back jobs in Gauteng? How do we encourage companies to stay in Gauteng? But also government can create jobs. The ANC government, even in this province, they build libraries, they build clinics, libraries that end up with no books inside them, because they can steal in construction, but they cannot steal in maintenance. There's no maintenance of all our infrastructure, whether it's police stations, whether it's schools, whether it's those libraries that they're building, whether it's clinics, there's no maintenance. Baragwanath used to be the biggest and most effective hospital in Africa. Today, people say Baragwanath is close to a death den. I was there last year and I saw a horrible state of that hospital. But there's no maintenance. There's no maintenance of roads. So as the premier, we would, and the budget is there. They just redirect it. You bring back that budget and you employ young people in the wards to do maintenance of roads, maintenance of bridges, to wake up in the morning, go and work. Permanent jobs to go and maintain the schools, the gardens of the schools, to maintain our clinics, to maintain our libraries, to maintain our public institutions, so that we have a clean environment that our children are raised in.
You're saying the budget is there. We need to redirect the budget.
Yes.
Explain that further.
An example. When I got to be the MMC of Transport, I found out that 30 years ago, there were 25 people in a team at JRA. And that is why during apartheid and post-apartheid, a few months or years, JRA was a maintenance company through its depots. But today you find six people in a team. And so that shows you how they have taking the budget from of employment of people to do maintenance. They have reduced the number of people who are supposed to do maintenance. That is why Johannesburg Roads Agency is now an ambulance. You go to a Joburg Water, you'll find the same a similar situation. You go to pick it up and they tell you that there's no budget. But the budget was there. What happened?
What happens? You know, you're now in government. What has happened to this money?
They have reduced, they reduced the labor force on the ground when it comes to maintenance of infrastructure.
Yes.
Because they can't steal when it comes to maintenance. They cannot steal. That is the only reason. They redirect that budget, because you can redirect budget, to go and do useless projects, to go and do useless things where they can steal. But maintenance requires you to employ people that can then work on a permanent basis, so you can't steal. So they don't want to commit so much budget to employing people, because then they can steal from that money. But when you begin to then say, let's direct this money where it's supposed to go, let us employ these people. We've got depots. Depots are meant to maintain. And that is where the problem is. Even at the province, you have a similar situation. In as far as I'm concerned, we need to revisit this provincial model.
Okay.
Because the province is like an app, it's in the air.
This is what I was going to ask you, because you know the tensions between the city, local government, provincial and national. And this in between provincial government difficult to manage, because some of the policies are national policies. You spoke about education. That's a national policy. Very little you can do about that. The city sits with implementation budgets. Yes. Province is in, you know, it's in the middle, almost a boss that overlooks other people, but very difficult for them to do much.
But let me tell you what is worse. Mm-hmm. The province gets a grant from national to rehabilitate the roads, to mitigate gravel roads. Last year, I wrote a business case to the president of the country, the MEC of Transport, and to Public Works last year, requesting money and saying to them, 8% of our bridges are on the are in a good condition.
Yes,
92% are on the verge of collapse. None of them have responded, but now you see the premier having given of that grant nothing to Johannesburg, giving Mfuleni that grant to do 40 roads. And that grant was allocated last year, but nothing was implemented until this year, when he now went to take glory that he's fixing the roads. If municipalities need help, they must go to him. Who is he? Because that grant, he is supposed to channel it to municipalities so that municipalities can then implement. Because municipalities are there for service delivery implementation. But he wants to be the one that is taking glory, overlapping in terms of IGR, intergovernmental relations. So that's why I'm saying it is a problem. Because when national deploys money to province, it becomes political. We saw that in the Western Cape. In the Western Cape, the DA is at province. Where the DA is not in a coalition at municipal level, it does not take the grants there. It frustrates them. So these two political parties, the ANC and the DA, when they are in government, they don't care about service delivery. They actually care about themselves and them staying in power using government resources instead of allocating money where it is needed. So that is the problem that we are sitting with at this provincial level. Because if this money came from national straight to municipalities, it will be implemented as service delivery. Because the reality is revenue collection at municipalities is not always high. Because this government has collapsed the country. It has led our people into unemployment, a state of unemployment. Our people can't pay for services because they're unemployed. Businesses are leaving Gauteng because of crime, because of load shedding. So the actions of this government, whether Gauteng or national, they have led to a situation where our people are being made poor and poor. Local economy has been given to Pakistanis and Bangladeshis by this government. And the minister will tell you that the mayor must go and do an audit. What audit are you doing when you know Pakistanis and Bangladeshis have taken local economy? Illegal people. We've seen the president smiling with a Pakistani, asking him if business is good. He did not even ask if he's legal in the country. So how do you then say these people take themselves seriously? They don't take themselves seriously. You see the premier, the outgoing premier, the temporary premier, having been so desperate to be in power that he has employed people and paid them with vouchers to go and buy groceries at supermarket. Now, he is making people to be in the sun every day, spends more on uniform than the vouchers he's giving them. So he's making them work for a food parcel, because that voucher can only buy you food. It can't give you cash for your children. It can only buy groceries. That is a food parcel. So he is even more evil than his predecessors, because now at least those were giving food parcels. He is making people work for a food parcel.
Mr. Kunene, let me just, you've got your headphones on. I've got a voice note coming through for you. Let's take a listen.
It is terrible. It is sorrowful. I don't know how can I explain this security that he mentioned there. They are earning 4,000 while they are working for the government. And then you find those people who are at the top position. They are misused. They expropriate. They exploit the security guards by giving them the small money, small salary for the end of the month, we have to travel, we have to buy for our children, but it is 4,000. How can you do with 4,000 rand? Again, the ANC has ripped off the dignity of black people. I think it's Robert Dedin Jimstein.
Response, maybe?
Yes. Look, the gentleman is just echoing my sentiment. The ANC government has made slavery possible in our country. The private sector, the emergence of these many private sectors in the private sector have treat our people with indignity. In fact, we are saying that all illegal immigrants must go. We see the hijacking of buildings at the hands of South African criminals and illegal immigrants, but mostly illegal immigrants, which cost the cities, the municipalities, a lot of money. You see companies now. You have seen in Tshwane people marching to companies. All these factories, all these companies are employing illegal immigrants. I was in the Western Cape campaigning in the farms, and I found people from Lesotho there who told me that they are told, recruited in the country to cross illegally into South Africa, and they find a bus waiting for them that takes them to the Western Cape. Because I was asking them, how did you end up here? And we're speaking Sotho. So it is a well-organized machinery that the ANC has allowed to happen because they've been instructed by their masters, open the borders. Now, because the private sector, these companies, some of them, are still angry that black South Africans have gone out of slavery. Now they are treating these illegal immigrants as slave labor. They are treating them with indignity. They are their slaves, and the ANC is allowing that. So when we say, let us mass deport illegal immigrants, we are also taking them out of slavery. But these companies will be forced to employ South Africans.
I'm going to take a quick break because we have to do that now. When we come back, I'll take more of your calls, 086-000-00959. I'll also see the voice notes coming through. Kenny Kunene is my guest until 9:30. Kenny Kunene is my guest. He is the Gauteng provincial candidate for Patriotic Alliance, and we're discussing what his plans are for the province. Mr. Kunene, as I was speaking to you offline, I was saying, look, you know, if you manage to get the province working, you are going to have an influx of people coming in from other parts of the country because this would be a functioning province. How are you going to manage the pressure it's going to have on infrastructure?
Number one, you already have that pressure. But when you evict, when you deport illegal immigrants, you are going to lift that burden on the infrastructure, but also on the population. As the president has said of the Patriotic Alliance, we are also going to close borders, because as you must deport, you must build the wall to close the borders. You must build the wall and also deploy soldiers around there. That is why we are saying we are going to introduce national service, military service, where young people who cannot finish school or those who finish school and can't go to university, they must go to the army, go and be taught discipline, go and be and find the skills that God has blessed them with, so that when they come back, they are able to get into the workplace or start their own companies. Others will remain in the army. That is in mitigation of some of these, because there is no point in you saying that you are deporting and then people are coming back. So you have to build that wall. Once you create that environment of employment, yes, indeed, people will come, those who are employed in other provinces. But then you need to take the ANC out of power nationally, so that what you have done in Gauteng in 2029, you take over the country, or now on the 29th of May, we take over the country in a coalition that excludes the DA and the ANC, and we make sure that our country is working. It can be done. Business is prepared to come on board. There are politicians like us who have got the political will to do it. Pimelo, South Africa has got the hallmarks of a well-developed economy and extremely impoverished, underdeveloped country all in one. It has got the riches, but it is in poverty. This is man-made. This is not something that can happen with the right thinking people. It is man-made. Norway has got only this oil that they are producing. And in Norway, the prisons are empty. The people of Norway are shareholders in the minerals. When a child is born, is a shareholder there. Norwegians, not naturalized Norwegians, the citizens of Norway. But they continue to work, but every month they get a proper dividend from the oil that they own. Here, we own more minerals than all the countries of the world put together, yet we are the poorest. This is a creation. This is by design.
Human settlement is an issue in Gauteng. You would have to start doing something about it. What would you be doing? Obviously, the informal settlements being an issue as well.
The proliferation of informal settlement is also due to the illegal immigrants. Remember, these people come here, they have nowhere to stay. They don't have papers to stay, to rent. And that is why they end up building shacks. That's how this shack phenomenon started. So you must deport them. You will be able to see how many South Africans are staying in the shacks. You will be able, and then you strengthen the allocation of RDP houses. Pimelo, there's a Nigerian guy in Cape Town who owns 2,800 RDP houses all over this country that he is renting out to South Africans. Yes, we would blame our people that they sold the RDP houses to him, but it shows that there is a lack of management when it comes to government in terms of these allocations. They are not being done right. Old people complain every day that they were promised houses by Mandela. Mm-hmm. Till today, they don't have houses, but they give their names year in and year out. Mm-hmm. So the system is rotten. So you need to cleanse this system in Gauteng. You need to cleanse this system nationally, so that you put in place systems. Technology is here. But the ANC hates the implementation of technology because it will expose their corruption. They hate it. That is why they are not implementing. So technology is here to be able to have proper records. AI is here. Facial recognition is here. You can use these technological innovations to be able to allocate. But also, you arrest, must deport all these illegal immigrants that have hijacked our buildings. They are now hijacking houses in Rossettenville. Houses of people. You go on holiday. When you come back, your house is hijacked. When you go to the police, they say it's a civil matter. You must find those people alternative accommodation because they say you rented the house to them. So our justice system, our laws when it comes to property rights is flawed and it needs to be revisited.
You know that there's an issue about the hostels right now, an impasse between the city and the province. My budget, my infrastructure, and they don't find each other. What would be your solution there?
The previous MEC or the previous premier, perhaps, gave budget to human settlement in the city of Johannesburg to renovate hostels.
Yeah.
But these ones who want to eat, they come and they say, no, human settlement will take over. That is the problem. The previous premier gave human settlement to be the implementing agent because they had the budget. Now, these ones who wants to eat, let me tell you just an example.
Yes.
Of Panyaza Lisufi. He wants to do, he started doing roads in Emfuleni himself. He started, now he's doing human settlements, hostels here in the city of Johannesburg. So he's the premier of roads, he's the premier of housing, of hostels. Now, City Power started a program of solar power at houses. They bought solar panels. Now, Panyaza Lisufi, ANC had no power when it comes to energy in Ekurhuleni and Tshwane. He now says, no, they are appointing City Power to implement this solar energy all over the province. City Power cannot even do enough for the city of Johannesburg. Now they are saying City Power must implement everywhere else. So who is in charge? Panyaza. He's the premier of electricity now. So you cannot be everything. That is why the previous premiers understood that when it comes to human settlement, municipalities must implement. When it comes to roads, municipalities must implement. But this one, he wants to be there and he wants to be the mayor. That is the problem with what we are raising.
Let me take a quick, you've got your headphones on. Let's take a voice note as well again.
Ke nna tebogo ke mo Debiton. Ai ne ke gopela o butsa abuting tate Kenny Kunene gore botlhokotse bo boleng mo Johannesburg le tlo dira byang kare Johannesburg a e sale yona e re tsebang ke gore ha o tsamaya ka Johannesburg o tsamaya o ntse o lebelela ko morago gore ke mang o go setseng morago especially fote ha o tshwege diberg le tlo e dira byang taba e ka gore it seems like ha re bolela le government a rena gore government ke re gopela gore lekelekenleng mo dibuilding le ke le lebeleleng tho tse diragag mo Joburg ai next ke bona ka tsara re no senya nako fela re senya nako ka mantswe mang ha re na re thoma re lwanela account ya rena e boele skeng go tire xenophobe so ntate kere o tlo dira byang taba e at least botlokotse ba bole bo gone go fokotsega.
Okay, quickly to add to that, you know, now we now are privy to the fact that there are tensions between the SAPS and the JMPD. And that goes directly to part of the problem, is it not? You know, managing safety and security if the agencies are not working together.
Indeed, and then you've got the premier of police also, who has deployed people with no guns with a training of 2 weeks and say they must go and combat crime, putting their lives in danger, and them also overlapping with the JMPT. So it is a problem. So you need to consolidate. You need to make sure that the problem is you would find at local level, the political accounting officer wants to fight crime, but they need the backing of national police. Mm. And as I said, by design, the ANC, when it comes to service delivery, their policy is to destroy public institutions, is to make public institutions dysfunctional, like the police service, so that there's an emergence of the private security. So the minister then can't come and fight crime in a way that is against what his government stands for, what his organization stands for. Because his organization and his government are not fighting crime. They're not encouraging him to fight crime. So why would he go and support? That is why when we raided in the city of Johannesburg, hijacked buildings, when I went to raid illegal bus ranks, the minister came to do a fashion show for one night and he disappeared. Policing is a continuous effort. Policing, you need to have task teams that deal with certain crimes so that they focus on those crimes every day of their lives. And that's what I will introduce as the premier candidate. Remember the traffic police?
Yes.
At the provincial level. But you then need to say, how do we then break them? So that you've got tax team that deal with certain types of crimes. But to answer the gentleman, when I become the premier, crime will be a thing of the past in the city of Johannesburg, in the inner city. Crime will be a thing of the past in Sunnyside, in the inner city of Tshwane, in the inner city of Ekurhuleni. We must first deal with those who are here illegally. Because every time they commit crimes, they cannot be found, they cannot be arrested because their fingerprints, their DNA is not on the system. The only time they get arrested is when somebody has seen them and can see that they went there and the police are close by. But still, most of the time, they get to the police station, they are released. I said to the minister, Beki Tele, when I met with him, bumped into him in Santin holding Louis Vuitton paper bags. I said, Minister, we need your support to clamp down on illegal immigrants, on illegally occupied buildings, hijacked buildings. It's a crime. Once you say hijacked, it's a crime. And I said to him, we want to work with your police stations. But the very same people that give us information, they say we should not invite Hillbrow Police Station because the people will know that we are coming. The minister accepted. He said, hey, We've heard that. That's why also when I came, I did not even tell Hillbrow Police Station that we are coming. They only knew when we were there. So the minister knows these things, but he does nothing about it. He acknowledges it and he behaves like me, that when he does a program, he must bring people from outside and not the local police. It's a problem.
I've got a quick, very last. Okay, there is a voice note that's coming through. It's just loading for now. But quickly, as you're saying, you know, you will then have these tensions between the national, the province and the city. And so what's going to happen? You've just told us about the problems that we are seeing in relation to how the current government is operating. Who, you don't want to collaborate with the ANC, you don't want to collaborate with the DA. Who are you going to collaborate with? If you have to go and have a coalition?
Our first prize is to have a coalition that does not have the ANC or the DA. That's the first prize.
But anybody
but the two. But if our numbers don't allow, we will still go in with them, because when we are with them in power, we work harder than them. And we expose their laziness and their weaknesses. The same way Gaetan McKenzie did in the Western Cape, in Central Karoo. The same way I'm doing in the city of Johannesburg. They call me Papa Action. All councillors, opposition, even those in the GLU, they call me Papa Action. Because I have come, I've brought a different type of energy. I have instilled a different type of work ethic amongst the employees of transport and JRA and Metropass. So you must be with the devil to expose the devil, so that the people can see the devil, so that the next round of elections they can vote the devil out and elevate you, so that you can take maximum power and deliver for them in a way that they deserve. And that's what we'll do. As the premier, I would mitigate this, because as a You are in between. You must bring local and national together. Mm-hmm. I will be part of the national programs, led of the local programs, led by the municipalities, led by the mayors, not by me. Mm-hmm. I must just come and give support. I must come and give political support. I must come and give resources support, because we all want to achieve the same thing. But because these ones are so worried about losing power and not service delivery, that is why there are these problems.
One last voice note before you go.
What Mr. Kunene is saying about the deportation of illegal immigrants and getting young people into military service sounds very good, but I also believe it's outside of the purview of the provincial government.
No, it's not. I spoke to some business people and I said when I take over, I will call more. The first thing that I've asked them is, are they willing to build a tent for me, not a marquee, a tent that will host 1,000 people? I will give land. And then one must also sponsor a barbed wire fence. One must sponsor an electrical fence. Nobody has to sponsor toilets. We will dig pit toilets. We arrest you as the provincial police. We are taking you to that tent. It will be donkey blankets that have got steel in. I will then take from Joburg Market and Tshwane Market all the vegetables that are supposed to be thrown away. We will cook. I will sponsor the pots. We will cook soup for them. Illegal immigrants that go to that tent, until they leave that tent, they will eat soup in the morning. They will eat soup during the day for lunch. They will eat soup in the evening. If you are there for 7 days, you will eat soup. And you will go and help yourself in a pit toilet, so that when we are done mass deporting them, we don't have to be having South Africans carrying their feces. We just put soil on it and we close it and we never see it, just like we will never see them. So the premier has got the power to do that. You saw when the building burnt, temporary premier Panyaza Lesufi, he went there, he established a commission. How do you establish a commission when there is a person that says, I am the one, I brought petrol, I burnt this man, and then as he was running, the building burnt? You've got a witness. It's a criminal matter, it's a police matter. He established a commission, because that's how they eat with these commissions. How do you establish a commission where somebody confesses to a crime? So there's no leadership. So as the premier, I understand the challenges and the solutions to those challenges. Whether I fight fire by fire, whether I do it the conventional way, but I am going to implement. We've got illegal immigrants that are raping our girls when they walk close to the mines where they are. We need to take the police armed to the teeth, because when they shoot back, the police must make sure that they eliminate them permanently. But this government is busy massaging illegal immigrants. Some South Africans are saying, no, they are black brothers, they are making a living. They are stealing the wealth of your country illegally.
Mr. Kunene,
and still committing crimes.
Let's leave it there. We will interrogate your manifesto when your leader comes through. Thank you very much for your time.
It's a pleasure for having me, Pimelo. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.